is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
It's the Beyond Good Day Hour, which will include a discussion with Chef Louis DeAngelis. You may want to check out Chef Louis' recipes, a brand new section at DougStephan.com. Just below the Doug Stephan Good Day team logo, click on that box. Find out how you can get the 90 essential nutrients your body needs every day and how you can become rich by doing it. I don't mean Rich McFadden. I mean, Rich.
Who would want to be Rich McFadden?
No, Rich wants to be Rich McFadden.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty happy with it, yeah.
Yeah, all right. It's okay. I'm pretty happy with it, too, most of the time. And I don't have to be because I'm not even him.
Yeah.
All right. Jennifer is here, and Heather, Richie, Roberta. Roberta, I would like to start the Beyond Good Day Hour with something that I'm sure is cognizant.
Cognizant.
You're cognizant. That is an awareness.
Ah.
You are aware.
I don't know if this is aware, but think about aircraft carriers, right, in the Navy?
Big.
Right, big, big aircraft carriers.
Great.
Now, think about aircraft carriers without urinals.
Just go over the side.
Just go over the side, right?
Thank you, Rich.
Yes, water's deep and cold, too. Right. Fish are biting, yes. No, it's not go over the side. It's aircraft carriers. The newest class of aircraft carriers are not going to have urinals. They're only going to have toilets. And that because the Navy says that they're less of a hassle to clean. They say urinals get clogged up more, which I can't quite figure out why they would.
Yeah.
But that's what they're saying.
Because boys are gross.
Yeah, maybe because boys are just gross creatures.
Well, when it comes to a urinal, I mean, what else? What's to be gross about?
I don't know. They say
but people throw their chewing gum in there.
That, yeah.
And things like that. They kind of, they can be.
And also, popcorn that they're eating while they're doing their business.
Right.
Gross.
But they also say that by having just restrooms that are just toilets, it's easier to switch the designation between male and female because they're expecting there's going to be more and more women on the aircraft carriers.
So unisex urinals.
No urinals at all.
Unisex toilets.
Well, they're going to be still, you know, male, female, but they can swap it around if they need to, depending on the composition of the, the service force on the aircraft carrier. And that'll be starting, I think, like around 2015, the new Gerald Ford class of aircraft carriers. But I thought that was just really, you know, it's almost counterintuitive. You're thinking, oh, yeah, aircraft carriers, yeah, manly men, urinals. But nope, not anymore, not in 2015.
Well, I wonder what
Isn't
they do.
Good? With Don't you get anxiety next to each other?
Yeah, like, right?
I don't.
I like urinals, actually. It's easier.
But can't you just kind of like hide yourself in them so nobody can see anything?
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's just easy just to walk up and do your business and walk away and not have to go into the stall. There's a seat up. There's a seat down. All this stuff.
What are they going to do with that? Are they going to have like automatic? They had those things that will automatically drop the seat back down again.
If you're in China, none of these things matter because they don't have toilets.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody goes into the same hole.
That's right.
No matter what you're doing and no matter whether you're male or female, it's just a hole. That's it.
I have a great story about that.
Do you, Roberta?
Actually, I was in Israel, and I was at the Dome of the Rock, which is the second most holiest place for the Muslim community.
Very bad English. The second most holy place?
Well, I don't know how you would say it, but it's also a very holy place for the Jewish community, too, because they believe that's where Abraham, you know, offered to sacrifice his son for the Jews and the Christians. And for the Muslims, they believe that's where Muhammad took his last step before ascending into heaven. Same story. Right. But so I'm at Dome of the Rock, and I'm pregnant. I'm about 5 months pregnant, and I'm wearing this bright-colored jumpsuit. And, of course, I had to use the ladies' room. Well, the ladies' room, like you described, actually was a hole in the ground in a very large courtyard that was open to the entire courtyard. But I had to go. It was basically like a hole with two pieces of wood that you would walk up to and just squat over, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had to go, and, of course, I'm looking at this. I walk in. And all three sides of the, quote, ladies' room in this courtyard is surrounded by Muslim women with the full burqas on. So all you see is their eyes, and they're all talking. And I walk in, and all of a sudden just goes silent. They're all looking at me, okay, with short blonde hair, a bright-colored floral jumpsuit, and obviously pregnant. So, but I had to go. So I'm kind of looking at this, and I'm looking at the slats of wood, and I'm looking at this mud hole, and I'm going, okay, if I just try to do it by taking down the jumpsuit, it's going to fall into the mud. So I go to the one closest to a chair at the end. And mind you, I have all these women. There must have been 100 women in burkas looking at me. And I take off the jumpsuit, and you could see the eyes getting wider and wider. And then I thought, okay, you know what? If I just do the same thing with my underwear, it's like going to get either full of mud or peed on or what have you. So at that point, I took off my underwear. So I am there just basically butt naked with just my shoes and my brassiere on. And I just went to the bathroom. And my pregnant belly, of course. And these women, their eyes are just getting bigger and bigger.
And they're doing...
And bigger. No, there's not a word. It's absolutely silent.
This is where the term jihad started.
Absolutely silent. Mm-hmm. So I finish up, you know, and I put my clothes back on. And as soon as I go around the bend and exit, you could hear... They're like all talking at once. Mm-hmm. So I stick my head back in again and wave and go, bye! But it was, you know, when people talk about, you know, overseas bathroom experiences, that was the one that topped them all.
That was much better than your original story, too.
You think so?
Yeah. Much better. Roberta Fasanelli here on the Good Day program. So Jennifer has the story of this...
special parking for women.
Right.
Oh, another woman's story. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The poll today at DougStephan.com focusing on the news that Steven Tyler... has announced he's leaving the program. We ask, which is your favorite former American Idol judge? We had that question on Facebook, too, do we not? Or we have some comments that are coming.
We do. If you could have a dream panel, yeah. Who would be on it?
All right. So the question we have in the poll, which is different, who is your favorite former judge? A, Simon. B, Paula. C, Kara. D, Ellen. E, Steven Tyler. Ellen was not good. Kara was... plastic. Simon would have to be my choice.
Yeah, it's got to be Simon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all time. Come on.
Right. Yeah.
Though I think Kara had the most credibility.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe. We had her on this program a couple of times. She seemed very pleasant.
She's nice. I like her.
She was fine. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Jennifer and her story to beat all stories. We should actually have a contest as to who has the best story of the day.
That'd
or
be fun.
The week.
Mm. We could vote.
Judging.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
And don't forget, we're going to get Michael Fortier's daily affirmation too this hour.
Oh,
that's right.
Right, exactly. That's coming up. All right, on DougStephan.com, I was talking about the Good Day team spot, how you can join in, whether it is because you are interested in making your health opportunities better or whether you're trying to help other people. There's this tangy tangerine drink. And that is so chock full of all of the amazing things that you need. The Healthy Start Pack and what it has in it, 90 essential nutrients for life. There's so many things. The website is begging for your attention, bursting with all kinds of opportunities for you to enhance and embrace a healthy lifestyle. Get rid of the opportunity that you'll have later in life getting sick. By making sure you're investing and staying well with the 90 essential nutrients that you need to take every single day. And when you go to Doug Steffen Good Day Team, you'll also see there's a daily lecture from Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie doctor. Remember him? Deadly Recipe is today's, if you want to listen to it, just click on it. That's today's lecture. And then the information about all of these things that you can take for yourself, plus you can help others by distributing it to them as well. So check it all out. It's DougStephanTeam.com. Start by ordering the Healthy Start Pack. You can dial it if you don't have a computer. Easy enough. 855-309-TEAM for the complete story on how you can make this work for you. 855-309-8326 or DougStephanTeam.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn now with a trip to a place where most men will feel comfortable and women will not.
Well, I don't know about that. This is actually a story out of Germany. It's a town called Triberg, and the mayor there has introduced a controversial new set of parking spots in his town. Okay, so for female drivers, they get special parking marked with the female gender symbol, mm-hmm. and the parking spots are much wider than normal
and well
lit.
Which is a circle with an arrow on the top.
Oh, please.
Then they made a couple of parking spots for men only. And they have their narrower spots, and they also have concrete pillars so that men are actually have to reverse into the spots, and it's much trickier to park. There's just 2 male spots and then 12 marked for female drivers. And the mayor's so funny, he says, I have much pleasure with this idea. I decided last month to do this as a question of humor for our society and as a question of justice. Now, I think most women would be kind of outraged by this. Agree?
Absolutely.
I'm not.
I'm a better parker than most. I can reverse park into a parking spot that's 3 inches on either side in oncoming traffic at rush hour in Manhattan.
Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you very much.
I'll go for the prime parking. Thank you.
I know. I actually want to thank this guy. Prime parking, well lit, wide room so we don't ding our doors. I actually love this. I think we should introduce female parking spots everywhere. I'm with you on that.
I'm insulted by it.
Now, are you guys intrigued by the obstacle course parking thing as men? Does that sound like something fun?
They have a special parking lot for older people, and the parking spaces are shaped like prunes.
You know what I want? I want them to build a parking space for men where we can do like those Mini Coopers do.
Yeah.
Where they go slide and pull the parking brake and slide in sideways.
I think that's what I
do. That'd be pretty awesome. You could do that in any parking lot, I think.
I have a Mini Cooper. What can I do? How do I do this now?
Let's say you're going to be parking towards the right. You drive towards the left at about 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And when you're about 10 feet before the spot, you turn hard left, pull your parking brake, slide into the spot. Perfect. Don't touch any bumper in front of you or behind you.
Wow.
I can YouTube this. I mean...
You want me to try it?
It's Friday.
That's right, exactly. Help yourself. All right, so that's the story, the end of the world for women parking. Heather actually has a story coming up about the end of the world. Richie has a dead man's last wish. And then, I can imagine somebody dying who's looking for a good meal and they want to get to Chef Louie.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Talking about salad bars today.
You're actually kind of close on my story.
And, in fact, if you weren't dying after a meal that Louis prepared,
you might be.
Yeah, you could be on your way. Dispatch City. We have a lot of things. That story, by the way, of the parking is at DougSteffen.com, along with a couple of very interesting anecdotal things like the video of the day, which is a lip-sync performance by some of our troops in Afghanistan. This is the hottest songs of the summer. Kind of cool, actually. Check it out at DougSteffen.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, beyond good day, in fact, we have lessons in life. And so Heather wants to save us from the end of the world, or is this just a report? Back
well,
to you in the studio, Heather.
Back to you in the studio, Heather. Uh-huh. Actually, this is, I'm kind of wondering what your feelings on it are. And, you know, they've got the Mayan Tower in the whole end of the calendar year.
Right.
December 21st, 2012, right?
Yeah.
And people have their...
It ended up being wrong, but go ahead.
Well, people have their opinions on what this exactly means. There's this one Mexican artist, Xavier Campos, who's creating a new Mayan tower, a pyramid, rather. Hmm. And he is erecting this, and it's due to be done December 21st, 2012. He is making the entire thing out of recycled 700,000, rather, recycled bottles.
Huh.
And then inserting pieces of the forest and whatever so that they grow around it. And the idea is for people to come and kind of like the wishing wall, the weeping wall, where you insert your prayer. The idea mm-hmm. is for people to come and put their well wishes. It's supposed to be a pyramid of positive thinking. And there's also a giant mirror that's going to be at the top of it, which will reflect the rays of the sun and whatnot. So, you know, kind of a beautiful thing coming. But then I started, first I'm like, this is really cool. Like, that's really neat. But then I started thinking, like, isn't that just like another big landfill? You
it's
know
just
what I
a
mean?
Good-looking landfill.
Exactly. Oh, but when trash. We have people, like, they're coming and they're digging through, finding, you know, the Mayan ruins and these, you know, amazing things and whatever. And then what about, you know, centuries from now when they come back through and dig this one up and it's like, it's a bunch of bottles, you know?
Well, they can compare those to the, when they dig up centuries from now, most of the landfills where they put food, they'll find the hot dogs are still the same as they were.
And Twinkies.
You're right.
And
Twinkies will be still the same as they are. Right, exactly.
Ding dongs.
Yep.
Oh, and McDonald's hamburger buns.
Yeah.
You're right.
Or the hamburgers themselves.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Any or all of those things. Thank you very much. All right. So, an end of the world scenario. It's 12-12-12, though, isn't it?
12-12-12.
I think they found that to be off or wrong or something.
Really?
They've updated that. Yeah.
Yeah. To be what? 13-13-13?
Something like that.
Yeah. 69-69-69. What are the other unlucky?
Actually, you know what? My friend Melissa, dear friend Melissa, she got married on 7-7-0-7.
7-7-0-7.
Yes.
Good.
And it's, you know, 7 is supposed to be
work
like
for
the
Boeing.
The
lucky number.
Yeah, the lucky number yes. of, like, number of completion and whatever. But actually, she plays craps, and so that's why
she
went
with it. Oh, she was like a slot machine, too. Triple sevens? Come on.
Uh-huh.
Four.
All right, so, Richie.
Yes, sir.
You have a wish, or you found somebody who had a wish.
Aaron Collins who was dying, told his family that his last wish was to leave somebody a very good tip, a server, a waitress or a waiter, a very good tip. So his family went to a pizza restaurant, Puccini's restaurant in Lexington, Kentucky, and had pizza and gave the waitress a $500 tip. Mm-hmm. They wrote his name on every single one of the bills, and she was like, "Are you serious?" Very shocked, very surprised. She said that she was going to split it with the whole thing, with the whole restaurant, all of the other servers. But it's kind of neat because what they're doing now is they've started a website and they're raising money. And every time it gets to $500, they're going to go leave a tip for somebody. And all that they ask that person, you can do anything you want with it. All that they ask that person is that they tell everybody, AaronCollins.org. And then they go and they raise $500 more, give it to another person, $500. So they're trying to pay it forward, kind of.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I like that.
And they put his name on all of the bills, and he just said he just wanted to make people happy. So
that's
neat
pretty
story.
Cool.
So we're going to post this on our Facebook thing. There's video to go along with it, and it's pretty neat. It's nice.
All right. I use that time to kill flies. Thank you, Rich.
No problem.
Yeah, you're being helped.
Paying
all
it
right.
forward.
Yes, right. Exactly. Chef Louie, forward thinking that he is coming up here in a moment on Good Day.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now by this, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Three past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day while we wait for the maestro to make his way back over to his little microphone there.
Right, my little microphone is a big microphone. Who the heck are you?
Not as big as my microphone is.
Yeah, my microphone is bigger than yours.
Don't fight.
All right, before we get to Chef Louis, the food beast. I think that's pretty good. Do you like that? Chef Louis, the food beast. We have... Now, the continuation of every... I think we ought to do this every day this time.
Yeah. I do, too. I'm so excited.
Dr. Jay Kumar is a regular visitor to our program. He gets us to think about things that we may not think a lot about. For example, if you don't know what an affirmation is, it's a way to put into words perhaps the tone that you would like to set for a day. It's something that, as you know, listening to me, I believe words are very important. Words are so strong. Thoughts are things. Words connote activity. And so if you think thoughts and are able to express them, they may help you to change your life. We've decided we'll have Michael Fortier here do an affirmation, perhaps whether we do him every day or not, Rich. I guess it depends on how inspirational Michael can be. But here is...
Michael's not the most inspirational being.
His music is.
That's part of the fun of having him do this.
No, listen, just calm down. Michael may surprise you here.
I doubt that. I've worked with Michael for 5 years and he's never surprised
just
me.
Just a second. 6 years. What you're doing is now you're discounting the work, and this is the antithesis of getting this to work by already, before he even opens his mouth, you're saying it's going to be lousy.
Okay. But you have to explain to people why Michael is the person we chose.
Michael
to do
is
this.
A little flat.
He's the most monotone person I've ever met in my life.
A little deadpan. Michael's not Mr.
A
Excitement.
A little deadpan. Yeah. <Right.
laughs> However,
that dead
said
fly
that,
on your desk has more excitement in its day than
you know
Michael
what?
Does.
Michael is an extraordinary person in his own right.
No doubt.
Very smart, very funny. Very don't smart. Take that, let that go to your head.
Right, yeah.
I think kinda creepy.
That he would probably... Okay. Michael. Hi, Michael. You have an affirmation for
me,
please?
So Michael's gonna. Michael is our test case. Michael, right. if Michael can become
if this
more,
works on me, it'll work on anyone.
Exactly. All right. So give us your daily affirmation. What are you going to say right now to make yourself feel good and more positive about your day, Michael?
Well, don't put too much pressure on me here. I did not know what an affirmation was. I had to Google this. And I found a website, affirmationsforradicalsuccess.com, if you want to follow along at home.
Oh, boy.
And they have a list of different topics for affirmations. So I'm going to start off with a list of positive affirmations to deal with depression.
Right. Oh, boy.
Louis, you get to take notes on this, by the way.
All right. First one. I pursue my life's purpose.
and I can affirm that. I see it every day.
I think step one, finding my life's purpose. I feel worthy. I have to remember that one when I ask for a raise. I feel fulfilled and joyful. Should be called lies I tell myself.
Exactly. Yes.
I deserve
to be happy. This is
working
really well. That's true.
All right, one more.
One more? One more? Oh, geez.
Make it good. No, we're going to do this every day. You got to save some.
Yeah, we're going to actually, you know what? We need to have him every day. But we also need to have him engage with Dr. J next Thursday. Well, I think Jay might be able to help.
What if I bring him down? Then we're screwed.
Oh, yeah.
There goes that segment. Nice knowing you, Jay.
All right, so, Michael, the whole point here is just not to rip and read these things off. You need to really let one sink
behind
in.
Them, right.
Pick one of the four you just read or one of the five you just read. Which one do you most attach yourself to?
Well, here's my favorite I haven't read yet. I was going to save this one for the big finish, but okay. I guess I'll have to do it now. I reject abuse from others. Well, actually, I'm going to cross out others and just write Doug.
I reject abuse
from Doug.
All right. So that's your daily affirmation. So today I want you to repeat yourself. Repeat that all day long. And
I reject abuse from Doug.
Ooh-wee.
This does make me feel better. Let's do this every day.
All right, there's Michael's daily affirmation. All right, so I want to find you at some point in the bathroom, looking in the mirror at yourself and repeating that to yourself.
I reject abuse from Doug.
There it is. All right, so he'll be back again at the same time.
I reject your rejection of your review from me.
All right.
Hi, let's get to Chef Louis in a moment here. I'm going to expose this bacon burger to Chef Louis for the first time. As well. Plus, we have some cool food projects as the hot summertime continues here on Good Day.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
All right, it says using 8s here, 18 and change before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with us now to help us with cooking, or to cook or not to cook. I guess that is the question. Summer months, a lot of people want to eat cool food. Other people want to grill out. So here's the latest grilled hamburger sensation. Well, it actually isn't a hamburger. It's a burger, but it's 50% ground bacon and 50% ground beef.
Mm. Oh, I bet that's delicious.
So, no. Louis, what do you make of that?
Heart attack on a bun.
More bacon.
More bacon.
With some bacon and cheese, and I'm the happiest guy in the world.
Bacon and cheese. Oh, man. All right. So you've created your own personal salad bar in your new home. Is that true?
Yes, I have. I have to tell you, you know, it's normal for me to walk in a grocery store or a restaurant and just start questioning people. And I can't help myself. And just recently, it was in one of those buffet restaurants.
Where were you last night?
Do you mean you walk up to, like, good-looking women and say, can I have your phone number?
Yeah,
that
right?
Kind of questioning people?
I got all this information, too.
There you go.
But what it was is, you know, I'm looking at people, and they rush the salad part of the bar. You know, any of these buffets, take a look at it. Even guys are just loading up with salad, and not just lettuce. They throw all the different things on it, cucumbers, peas, beans, broccoli, beets. And so I had to ask them, I said, is this the way you normally eat during the week? Because this is very healthy for you. It's great to start off with a salad because it fills you up a little bit, keeps you from overeating. And the answer was always the same. Oh, I can't go through this every day. I mean, it's just a lot of work. I'm lucky I got enough time to just make dinner. And so I sat down, and I always have a salad or something like a salad as part of my pre-meal. So what I started doing, and it really works out great, is on a Sunday, I'm in the kitchen anyway for a little bit of time, get Sunday dinner together. So I take a head of iceberg, lettuce, I take some romaine, and I take spinach. I chop it up, wash it real good, put it in my spinner so it's nice and crisp and dry, and I bag it. I have those big gallon bags, the Ziploc bags. Then I went out and I got a bunch of those little click top lid containers. I don't know, they're Tupperware or Rubbermaid, whatever. But they have a good seal on them. And I've got about 10 of them. They're all the same size. And what I do on a Sunday is it takes me 20 minutes. Chop up some tomatoes, fill one container. Chop up some cucumber, another container. White beans, artichoke hearts, chopped up broccoli, corn, fresh corn, peas. Whatever I have, whatever I'm thinking of that day, and I get 10 of these different containers. They're all set aside so that the next dinner, okay, all I do is open up my bag, and my granddaughter especially loves this. She thinks she's at Golden Corral, for God's sake. She'll just run around and make her own salad, just like in a buffet bar, but it's already done. And if you fridge it right, if it's packed right with a good sealed top, it lasts the whole week. And you get some green olives in one container, black olives in another container.
Interesting.
And you can treat yourself to a salad bar every night before your meal.
Interesting.
And what really works great is, let's say, you know, Rich, I know you like to grill. Get out there and grill a chicken breast or a piece of fish. And that's all you have to do. Because now you got the salad with a lot of fresh veggies.
And just throw the fish on.
Put the fish on top. And the whole trick now is your dressings.
Yeah, see, that's where most people make the mistakes with the salad. They think they're doing something really good for themselves, and then they chuck on that, half a cup of Parmesan, blue ranch, blue cheese dressing, and all of a sudden you have 1,000 calories.
Well, I have, it's posted now, a great way to make yourself a dressing that's not going to hurt you, okay? It's going to help your diet. It's not going to hurt your diet, and it's going to be delicious. You take your blender, you put a half a cup of whatever acid you choose, whether it be
sulfuric,
red wine vinegar, yeah, sulfuric,
hey.
or lemon juice. Put in your different herbs that you like in your salad dressing. Chopped garlic, you put garlic cloves in there, salt, pepper, basil, oregano, any of the flavors you want, maybe a little parmesan. Set that blender to spinning. Now, while it's spinning, take a quarter, like 4 tablespoons of water, put it in, and start drizzling another half cup of olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get a great emulsion out of it. It's a nice, safe dressing to have. And I'll tell you what's really neat about this. Take it one step further. Let's say you're having lemon pepper chicken as your main course, as your entree. You take salad dressing, and you add to it lemon and oregano and a lot of coarse black pepper. Now your dressing is going to mimic your entree. Let's say you're going to have fish, okay? Because fish is a main course that night. You turn around and you throw some softened butter and lemon in it, along with your garlic and all your other herbs that you like, but throw a little bit of rosemary in it. Now your dressing is going to mimic your flavor off the fish. And I have it posted. You can do it with just about any meal you want. You flavor that salad dressing so that it matches your entree. Little trick, and you just walk away from it amazed at how delicious this is.
All right. Can you do the same for dessert?
Did you fish ice cream is really
no, but I'm thinking about dessert bars. You have a salad bar, and that is a precursor to your meal. So why couldn't you have a dessert bar?
Yeah, absolutely can. And then you could take the same idea of dressing.
Stuff it, will you?
You know, he's here trying to give us a healthy tip for a light summer meal.
Well,
and then you're going ahead and then throwing on the 2,000 calories at the end of it.
You don't have to. There's plenty of ways you can do all the fruits and things that are around this time of year.
Okay.
A little whipped cream.
I'm pretty sure that if Doug Steffen were to make a dessert bar in his refrigerator, that it would include some sort of high-fat ice cream.
Hopefully.
The whole idea of the dressing is to use some balsamic vinegar.
You don't think?
Yeah.
But if I'm making a salad bar in my house, it's got Ken's Italian, which is also not exactly
diet. No, that's
diet.
Hey, no. Louie, I use the balsamic and the olive oil and the cracked pepper and then a couple of the herbs, but I've thrown in honey a couple of times.
Yeah.
And that works real well, too.
Yeah.
Well, if you're using if it's the dessert bar you want, use balsamic vinegar, a little honey, and throw in maybe a handful of raspberries or a handful of diced peaches, depending on what your dessert is. Now you've got a dressing for your dessert. And it's a great way of doing it.
Yeah. And then
at the end of the week, you take everything out of these containers that's left over, you put it in a big stock pot with some chicken broth, and you make soup and bring it to Doug.
There you go.
Good stuff.
Love it.
Hey, Louie, do you ever cut up some peaches and bake them with a little bit of cinnamon on them?
Oh, cinnamon and honey and balsamic.
With honey and balsamic. Honey. Yeah, I've done honey and cinnamon.
Either that or you take some brown sugar and some cayenne pepper, mix it together, press the half peach into that, then bake it. Oh my god, that's good stuff. Crazy over that. Hot, sweet.
And the kids love it. The kids love it, and it's a semi healthy. Well, it's a healthy dessert form. Yeah,
it is.
Do the same thing with strawberries. I just did that the other day. Oh,
really?
Some yogurt.
Yeah. See, Rich, tried it with strawberries.
You know,
strawberries and brown sugar and a little bit of cinnamon.
Did you know that today was AM Radio Wise Guy Day?
Wise Guy, huh?
Today,
hey, wise guy,
celebrate AM Radio Wise Guy Day.
All right, wise guy.
Louis DeAngelis, he's not exactly a wise guy. We have a few wise guys here, and so we celebrate them. Today is the day to celebrate them. And for the celebration, we'll fix a really special dessert with lots and lots of rich Eastley Farm ice cream, with cookies galore, right? Maybe a strawberry or two, whipped cream. Get out the dairy whipped cream, and you have a wonderful day. I'd much rather enjoy summer doing that. and having a lot of carrots and celery and stuff. But I think you're going to have that at your house, Richie.
Nice.
All right, Chef Louis DeAngelis, no, check out his special box at DougStephan.com. Try that.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Condoleezza Rice would be a wonderful vice president, and she certainly has much more experience than our sitting president does today.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
We have the report. We have a reaction. But do we have a consensus on what comes next? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The investigation into the sex abuse scandal at Penn State was conducted by former FBI Director Louis Freeh. The report he released yesterday is 267 pages long. But if you wanted that report summed up in one sentence, here it is from Freeh himself.
Our most saddening and sobering finding is the total disregard for the safety and welfare of Sandusky's child victims by the most senior leaders at Penn State.
And Louis Freeh named those most senior leaders. Former Penn State President Graham Spanier, Senior Vice President Gary Schultz, Athletic Director Timothy Curley, and the head football coach, the late Joe Paterno. Freeh blasted all of them for their lack of appropriate action after learning of the sexual abuse inflicted on boys by former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky, who is awaiting sentencing after being convicted. Reaction. Attorney Tom Klein represents one of Sandusky's victims, known as victim number number five at the trial.
The words that came out of Mr. Freeh's mouth literally were chilling. To hear this wholesale indictment of what was a colossal and monumental failure at Penn State.
Of course, the university itself offered a reaction to the scathing report. Kenneth Frazier is one of the members of the Penn State Board of Trustees. He gave us the obligatory empty promise of what will be done going forward.
We pledge to work closely and cooperatively with the administration in diligently facilitating open communication across all departments and levels of the university.
Sounds great. After the fact, as to the question, what now, there's a great deal being said about the legacy of Joe Paterno. Quite obviously, it has been stained forever, with a growing chorus calling for the statue of Paterno that stands outside Penn State's football stadium to be taken down. There's also the question of what should be done to the Penn State football program and whether the NCAA should institute what is known as the death penalty and suspend the program for a year or more. The answer to that question should be as clear as whether the statue should be taken down. Now, on Wall Street, stocks were down yesterday for a sixth straight trading session. The Dow off 31 points, closing at 12,573. S&P fell 7. NASDAQ gave back 22. Oil prices up 27 cents a barrel, finishing at just over $86. On Capitol Hill, how about this? Something Democrats and Republicans can agree on completely. Bipartisan anger over the revelation that the uniforms for the U.S. Olympic team are made in China. Democratic House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi saying they should be wearing uniforms made in America. Republican Speaker of the House John Boehner saying you'd think they'd know better. And here's the blunt statement from the Democratic Majority Leader of the Senate, Harry Reid.
I think they should take all the uniforms, put them in a big pile and burn them and start all over again.
That's about as enraged as Senator Reid gets. Couple of closing notes. First, check the calendar. Do you know what today is? Here's a hint. This is the theme to the original Friday the 13th movie. Today is actually the third Friday the 13th of the year. We had one in January and again in April. Hopefully you're not the superstitious type, but it is a fact that there are more road accidents on Friday the 13th due primarily to how people view the day as rather unlucky. That's enough of that. Finally, we take you to the Robinson Funeral Home in Easley, South Carolina. Now, there's no doubt that many of us, when paying our respects and consoling friends and family at a funeral, often say to ourselves, gosh, I wish I had some gourmet, overpriced coffee right about now. Well, the Robinson Funeral Home will soon be adding a Starbucks to be located in a section of their facility. No kidding. A Starbucks inside the funeral home. I guess the question of whether you want your coffee to be regular or decaf will now be replaced by composed or decomposed. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.